Now hear the word of the Lord, as it is written in Heaven and Hell, number 110. The living creatures of the earth, in general and particular, correspond to affections. Gentle and useful creatures to good affections, fierce and useless ones to evil affections. In particular, cattle and their young correspond to the affections of the natural mind, sheep and lambs to the affection of the spiritual mind, while winged creatures, according to their species, correspond to the intellectual things of either mind. Amen. So what does the Lord want for you more than anything else? What does the Lord want for you? Do you remember? What does the Lord want for you more than anything else? Do you remember? Heaven. The Lord wants you to be useful and eternally happy in heaven, surrounded by other people who love you and love the Lord. That's what the Lord wants more than anything else. The Lord is guiding you through every little means possible, including little sparrows that fly out the window. Everything in your life is there to guide you towards heaven. Even the nasty animals. So every animal corresponds to an affection. And what's an affection? You can get an idea for an affection when you start thinking about different animals. Imagine an animal that you really enjoy, an animal you really like. Maybe you're a cat person, or maybe you're a dog person, or a bird person, or a horse person. Notice how some people are just a kind of person? If you really love dogs, you can close your eyes and imagine everything that's really great about a dog. How eager it is and happy when you come home or wake up. How much it wants to do what it needs to do. It needs to go on a walk. It needs to circle the perimeter. It needs to do what it needs to do. It corresponds to an eagerness and loyalty to serve. Cats. Cats love being social. They like being in a big group. They like curling up in your lap. They'll go and do their other things, but when it comes down to it, cats want other cats or people around them. Cats correspond to an affection for friendship. These animals, all animals, correspond to something. Usually good, sometimes bad. And your affection for those animals also corresponds to your affection for the good things. Maybe your love of dogs or your affection for dogs is because you like that aspect of a dog, how much it's eager to serve. Or maybe you like cats because they want to be friendly. Or maybe you have a nasty dog in your life or a nasty cat, a dog who doesn't serve or a cat who is not friendly. These are affections for bad things, things gone wrong, things that are grumpy, or things that just want to boss and nip and bark. Or think about mosquitoes. You have, you might call, a negative affection for mosquitoes. When you think of them, your face might scrunch up. Ugh. You don't like them. Well, think about what you don't like about mosquitoes. They're always buzzing in your ear. They think only about themselves, and they're just biting and sucking a little bit of blood. They're nasty. Well, don't be like a mosquito. In some ways, a teacher or a minister or your parents or a friend could tell you, stop yammering in my ear and bugging me. Stop trying to nitpick every little thing and cause itches. They could say that, and that'd be good. But they could also turn to you and say, stop being a mosquito. And with that phrase, especially the word mosquito, inside of it is all you know about mosquitoes. Everything you know. It holds so much more than the one or two little descriptions we can use to describe a mosquito. Mosquitoes represent people who want to do those mosquito things. And dogs and cats, all animals represent people or the parts of people that want to do things. So let's return to our story. The Lord brought in the animal, the sparrow. And we talked about how a sparrow flips into view and then out again. It's there for just a moment. And maybe you can watch it for a bit, but quickly it will fly away. Well, even your thoughts, and thoughts can be very fleeting, which means flying. Thoughts can come in and out of your head very quickly, like a sparrow. And they can seem very small and insignificant. But even those thoughts come from affections. Everything you think is because of something that you want. And your thoughts spring from the things that you want. And you might not see exactly how. They'll just pop into your head like sparrows in a window and then flutter off. All those birds correspond to things too. When you see an eagle, you can think about how majestic it is and what glory it might correspond to. Or if you see a vulture, you might think of how low a creature it is, how it eats dead things, and what it might correspond to. The Lord does not make mistakes, and life is not accidental. All the animals and creatures in your life, whether it's a bird you see out the window or a pet that you think you went out and got, or a horse that you've worked hard to buy and feed, the Lord made sure they were in your life to teach you something. The Lord leads through your affections, and the animals in your life are a way the Lord can reach you, if you let him. Now, you won't be able to understand what every animal means, and you'll have to turn to the Word to truly understand what each meaning is. But keep in mind that they are there to lead you, all the animals in your life. And what are they there to lead you towards? Heaven. So next time you see an animal, no matter what it is, ask yourself, what is the Lord trying to teach me, and how can it lead me to heaven? Amen.